fingers found my mouth, I'd be breathing still. And all this time, and there's not so much as an inch. There they are now. Reflex and no apologies. For what? Whiteness, darkness, blindness, and blackness, deafness. And there's movement away I can't see. Drops run down the back into Socrates' mouth. Off the map, a hairpin on a chalk road at midnight. You'd have had to have locked them up. Skin disappears into streams. In front of a pond, breath open the pond. The pond at the center of the grass. Torsos move and remain. Twist. Then there. Eyes inside eyes. Worse. Twisted remains. First silence. Hands underwater. Then there. The broken neck of a cello on its back in the grass. Calm insertions. Arrivals appear. She said, save the thoughtless tongue. Excuse me. You've gone red. Nothing approaches. Nothing recedes. You'd have had to have never opened the door. You'd have to never have slammed the door. Teeth marks under the arm prove the night's the night. You'd have to forget the door altogether. Shadows bite under the arm, and pleasure searches the bottom. If you'd have seen her, if you'd have seen the darkness hold the blackness and turn away from the torso and the blackness open and swallow the hands and the pond. A black stone dropped into a pool of darkness. Her eye turns away. My torso moves and remains, twists. A black wave overtakes the dark. We were there, or worse. Overtaken by black, dark moves to the center of the white pool, away. The dark moves, twists. There's movement in places I can't see. There are places beyond places, and I can't move. Beyond the rim, hands back underwater. We know them by the sound of a splash we never see. We know them by rings and trees we can't taste. So we lie about what we haven't seen. Emphatic retractions, splash, calm insertions, lie. Calm retractions and panicked insertions, panicked retractions. There's a rim beyond the movement. Things remain that can't be seen. The bottom's there, or worse, here, or worse. The movement can't be seen. Things remain despite retraction. Things one should never have seen. Move and remain, twist. Than there. You thought you'd retracted or worse. In fact, you'd plunged beyond the rim, beyond the movement, into a kind of falling without moving. You glimpsed movements that remained you didn't want to see or move. Movement beyond the ripple of black through dark calm. Movement surrounds the hand underwater. There's confusion. What's inserted, what retracted? Deliberate panic, a question of duration? In relation to what? Clocks? In relation to a point beyond the invisible rim by which one tells insertion apart from retraction, beyond the bottomless bottom, calm from panic, fatigue from endurance, a point in a night of wild color. You know, for instance, in bright light, heat has a shadow. Say, a tree falls through the wind. Say you're on a train. You'd have had to have sat and watched. The two of them float still, rail ties and stone blur by in a riot. Branches cut the sight of the river. You'd have had to have performed. Experiments with distance, science. You'd have had to have known the West on a train, beyond the blur and the mute cuts through vision, and through the realm of circles, the mid-range that revolves, beyond the blur and past the cut. You'd have had to have focused beyond the cut of poles and branches, beyond the river, trees, a fence line revolves, but then up again from the circles, the blurred fringe of wheat beyond the rim of your sight. Just beyond that, there's the zone that only moves when you look away. And beyond all that blurs, cuts, spins, lies, there's a point, a tree, an abandoned car, a burnt fort, a broken fence post wrapped in wire. You'd have had to have known the West. There's a point that doesn't move at all, from which insertion and panic depart, retraction recedes and hands sweep under the surface. Eyes float. They'd have had to have seen her in the grass. Have they? Their eyes. Have they seen her move and remain? A torso disappears in the grass, twists. Then, there, and worse. darkness overtaken by blackness in the eye and movement beyond the rim, and if they'd seen it, have they heard it as I did? Eyes. Two handfuls of mud from the bottom of the pond, tasted, conceived, and reported to you now. Explain the plunging, the calm insertion, and the vanishing without retraction, the appearing without approaching, the movement beyond the rim, then the bottom there, or worse, the retraction, any away, that plunges through darkness overtaken by blackness. My torso in the grass moves and remains, twists. Right between the eyes, and the eyes narrow as a soft mouth. At the hard edge beyond the rim, a smile and the calm insertion, and pain that won't appear, then there, won't approach, then worse. Retraction? Exception. Come now, come, objection. And we've left things out, like the cello. Most often in these times, we blame it on the cello or our machines. And if all else fails, the devil. What of friction? There's a point beyond friction from which calm insertion and panicked retraction depart. You'd have had to have known the West and felt the grass move beneath your back as mine, conceived and reported, blades tickled, tasted, balls wet from the grass. You'd have had to have heard her laugh, red-handed in the West, man. As soon as there's friction, it's not far from the hips, never is. Hips beyond the narrowed edge, beyond the rim of the eyes, a smile. She said, fuck the dream, I'm getting ready to rape you. Idiot, voices from the pit, can't be. But once the eyes have narrowed, without an inch between, something at the bottom breathes. A banana skin withers faster without the fruit. No matter sun or shade, tree or picked, faster wither without the fruit. Consult the science for the rate. The increase, the fact remains. The fact is faster, but not as fast as the broken limb wrapped in wire. Or was it a fence post? And there's the fruit without. And in the West, without approach. And once there are hips and friction and a cello, there's always something to feel. Calm insertion, and yes, beyond certain unavailable point in the unapproachable distance or worse, and beyond what's known of the West, panicked retraction, once you've felt the friction.